Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello, this is Dr. Mystery, host of the Armour Men's Health Show. Welcome to our show. I'm joined today, like I'm joined every week, by our co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right, everybody. Hello out there listening. Happy day today.
We are bringing you this show brought to you by the urology practice started in 2007, NAU urology specialist. I'm a board-certified urologist. Donna's just certifiable.
Mm-hmm, and funny. And super cute.
Well, she thinks a lot of herself, which is very nice. I think confidence has a lot to do with being a comedian and a surgeon. What do you think?
That's true. I am a stand-up comedian.
Yes. She was voted the 7th funniest mom in America by Nick at Night.
To which my mom always said in her Thai accent, "Who, Nick?
Who, Nick? Why is Nick making such a big difference at night?" We are a men's health show. We love to focus on things between the nipples and the knees. I'm a urologist. I love talking about dingleberries and yum-yums. But today we're going to talk about something different.
What are we talking about?
We have a wonderful opportunity today. We have a guest.
We do?
We have to be on our best behavior.
This guy over here?
Yes. Okay. Dr. Joel Hurt with Austin Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Hurt, welcome today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome.
You know, Dr. Hurt is the inspiration of this show. Did you know that?
Really?
He is. We sat one day and he said to me, he goes, "You know, Sonny, we don't need to prepare or have like big like videos that are real fancy and stuff like that. Just the stuff that we know off the top of our head, our patients would love to hear." And that really inspired me to do this show because we don't even prepare, obviously.
Right, we don't. Obviously, it's very clear that we don't.
I think that most of our listeners have a pretty good idea.
Did you know that, Dr. Hurt? That you were the inspiration to all this magic?
Is that really true?
It is absolutely true.
Wow.
So thank you so much for joining us today. I feel like I got to be an inspiration to you because I gave you the confidence to become your own orthopedic surgeon and set off on your own and start your own thing.
For sure. That was part of it. No,
yes,
you're an inspiration for sure.
Oh, so you're kidding.
No.
There's no doubt.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
We'd love to. It's called the Mutual Admiration Society.
All right. Swinging your penises around again.
So, Joel. Yeah, that was Saturday.
Continue.
Joel, so you're an orthopedic surgeon, and what is your specialty area?
I specialize in knee and shoulder, everything from sports reconstruction to replacements in both those areas.
So, you know, as I get older, approaching 50 soon, I find that sometimes after doing even like activities that I've been like routinely doing, like sitting on the couch.
Watching TikTok.
Sometimes then my thumbs hurt. No. We often see in the practice men who are trying to achieve more and more as they're getting older and older. We see so many that are doing testosterone replacement and trying to work out. But these weekend warriors, there's some injuries that these people kind of can complain of when it comes to their knees and lower extremities. Now, you know, I thought it would be good for you to talk about what are some common complaints that men experience and what causes them.
Sure. Absolutely. I'd love to do that. You know, we have people coming in all the time who are in various phases of their life. So we talk about let's talk about the most common where I start seeing these things is in the late 30s, early 40s. And, you know, you're used to participating with sports at a certain level, and all of a sudden stuff starts happening. You start having swelling or pain or clicking and catching that used to not happen. And usually it's the day after, and it gets to the point where you're even seeing like a little bubble develop on the side of your knee, and this is an effusion, which is fluid on your knee. That's super common. And so a lot of times you have to sit down and look at the x-rays and talk about, in many of these cases, not all the cases, many of these cases, these are signs of what I say, it's too many birthdays. It's the accumulated injuries that occur over time, plus it's genetics, and you're starting to see some wear and tear in your knee, and it's starting to show up.
Now, men, you know, we don't often listen to our bodies. And
the idea
that we would stop doing an activity just because it causes a little bit of pain sometimes is a little foreign to us.
Sure.
So when should men, you know, if they're having any kind of pain, you know, what kinds of pain should men like stop doing the activity or start adjusting what they're doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, before I answer that, let me just say the goal is to keep you active. Anybody can put you in a wheelchair. Anybody can say just stop doing things. But the goal is to keep you doing the things you want to do. So when should you take a pause and say this is more serious than just a little tendonitis? If you see swelling, and the easiest way to tell that is if you straighten your knee out and you see a bubble there, or if you can push on one side and it's like a waterbed, you can feel this fluid wave go through your knee, that's the check engine light of your knee. It doesn't tell you what's wrong, but it says there's something going on inside your knee that's more significant than just a little tendonitis, and it's probably worth getting that looked at. That's one sign. Another sign would be if you are starting to have worsening pain at night, at rest, on a consistent basis, starting to limp during or certainly after the activity, I think that's a sign that you should get it looked at for sure.
I think a lot of us have seen or experienced people who have an acute injury or some kind of major injury to their knee during a physical activity. And, you know, being the urologist, all I really know is the ACL. So maybe you could tell us what are the ligaments that
and not the music festival.
No, not that one. I can't get tickets to that one. I could probably get tickets to the ACL that breaks my my leg, though. So if somebody's going to experience an acute injury, what is likely to be injured, and what are the symptoms of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I see almost daily in my practice somebody coming in having some event where they are playing a sport. They usually try to cut, make a hard cut, and they feel their knee shift. And I saw a patient yesterday, and he said, it felt like my knee exploded inside. Oh. Immediately swelling, and almost 100% of the time, you're done participating. You can't go back on to the court or the field. Or you can take a few steps, and then you realize you really are done.
You're not walking this one off.
No. You're not playing another quarter, or you're not finishing the next tennis match. That's not happening. And so that's a typical history. And before I go in the room, nine times out of ten, I know that patient has an ACL tear.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when that happens, is that an immediate surgical repair? What happens to that patient? You know, what are you planning on doing?
Yeah, so your ACL won't heal itself, but you don't have to have an ACL to do many, many things in life. And I've told this to many patients. You can live a happy, healthy life without an ACL. What you can't do is you can't cut and pivot. So you can run as long as you're running straight ahead. You can work out. Daily activities in most cases are fine. But if you try to go play a sport where you're going to plant and cut to the side, your knee is most likely not going to be stable. It's going to shift again. And every time that happens, it's going to cause damage.
So that my wife can't run away from me.
She runs straight forward.
She can run straight.
She can run straight.
That's right.
Well, I know what I'm doing today. Tearing her ACL. So if somebody's going to fix that, what are some of the options that people have to fix it? And you know, so many people come to me, ironically, and say, my knee hurts. Can you order me an MRI? Like they immediately they think the MRI is like the end-all and be-all of all imaging tests. What is the appropriate imaging that people should expect? What is the timeline people should try to get things fixed when they have knee problems?
Sure, I'll talk about that. And they can go to my website. I have a video that's how to know if your ACL is torn, and it goes through all this in detail. But if you've got that swelling, if you had that event, then I think you should get it looked at because there can be other things wrong as well. You can have meniscus tears, and particular type of meniscus tears that are more urgent that can cause damage if you leave them alone. A locked bucket handle meniscus tear is what's in my mind right now. But let's just assume it's just an ACL tear. What are we typically going to do? We're going to examine them. Usually I can tell before they leave the room. We get the MRI to confirm, but I can tell before they leave the room that they have a tear just by a physical exam. And generally, we're going to let some time go by. We're going to get their knee moving, get their swelling down. Within 3 to 4 weeks, most people are walking without a limp. The vast majority are doing fine.
Even if without a repair.
That's right. And then to your point, what do we do? Well, if we're going to reconstruct it, the patient says, I want to go and participate in these sports. This is important to me. And generally, that's 99% of people under the age of 40, and even most people in their 40s. Then the number one way to do this is to reconstruct it. So ACLs don't heal themselves in cases, and there are some people experimenting with trying to repair them these days. That's been done in the past. There's an old saying, don't be the first person or the last person to do anything in terms of surgeries. And so I think we need to see that evidence that is actually successful and really has long-term legs before that becomes mainstream. So by far and away, most people are reconstructing. That means you're taking a ligament from somewhere else in their body or from somebody else who's recently passed away, and you're inserting it through surgery to reconstruct, to reproduce that ligament.
So most of the time when somebody's getting an ACL repair, they're getting like a cadaveric or some other ligament from, you know, either from that person or from somebody else to replace that segment, as opposed to trying to tie together the torn ligament that they already have.
Almost 100% of the time. That's why I use the word reconstruction versus repair.
So, you know, we've talked about all the wonderful resources that you have. Where is your website? How do people get to be a patients of yours, and how do they get to learn so much more about orthopedic injuries?
Sure. So we're part of Austin Orthopedic Institute, and you can go to austinoi.com. Myself and my partners have lots of resources on there. On my webpage, there's a ton of videos, and I'm adding to those all the time, and those are educational. They're free, and they're just to help patients. They get to know me, but if it helps them in any way, even if they don't come in, that's great. You can call us at 512-856-1000 if you want to come in, and we'd love to see you.
856-1000? That's amazing. Why did we get such a stupid phone number?
That's your fault. You picked that like 15 years ago.
It is like the
worst planning. We need like 856-NUTS. or something.
Okay, look it up. If anybody here works for AT&T, 856
Nuts. You're welcome.
We will get no female patients. You
no,
understand?
That's okay. We'll get through that. Sadly, we think alike.
Oh, my God. Our humor. Jeez.
Oh, boy. Well, call us during the week at 512-238-0762. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas. Our new shiny website is armormenshealth.com, and we're going to continue this discussion with Dr. Joel.
We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. I am Dr. Hey. Mystery, board-certified urologist and host of this wonderful show, joined as always by my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. You finally got it right. The Armour Men's Health Show.
You know, Donna, I've been doing medicine for a long time.
That's why you have gray hairs.
And this week, though, was the first time I really wanted to just punch a patient.
Oh, stop it.
I'm telling
you. We're doing this on the radio?
I walked into the room.
And he said?
He said, you know, I'm really comforted to see a more mature, older doctor. I could not believe what he said to me.
And he just walked out?
I was confused. I looked behind me. I looked behind me wondering who he was talking about.
Oh, it's you.
But this is our 15th year.
Yeah, that's why you have all the grays. It's
I'm an
handsome.
Old doctor now.
You are.
I'm not the young buck on the field anymore. Mm-mm. Doing cutting edge stuff.
No.
I'm just like the old guy.
I did have the photographer's color in, though, on the Photoshop
of
your
headshot.
Oh,
we know. My favorite thing is to get headshots because they put that thing
spray
in your hair where it makes you not as bald.
Well, I got you. Anyway.
If you want to look at our headshots, where do they go, Donna?
They go to armormenshealth.com. This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists, which Dr. Mystery founded 15
just
years.
15 minutes
just
ago.
That's why he's so young.
I just graduated. We are joined again by a wonderful, wonderful guest, a great friend of our practice, an amazing doctor, Dr. Joel Hurt. Welcome back,
Welcome
Joel.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So, Joel, where did you go to medical school?
UT Southwestern in Dallas.
Oh, man. Nice. That's the second best medical school in Texas, don't it?
What's the first?
Obviously, Baylor.
Yeah. Okay.
And where did you do your training?
I did it at Parkland, right next to UT Southwestern. So I spent nine years in Dallas.
The second best place to learn urology behind Baylor.
Oh, no.
That's weird. Well, that's good. And you can say all your alphabet and stuff like that. So that's nice. And what is the name of your practice?
Everybody knows his phone number.
Austin Orthopedic Institute.
That's right. What's the website?
AustinOI.com.
That's right.
As men age, arthritis is a very commonly stated reason for so many of our aches and pains. So maybe you could tell us kind of where are the most common places that arthritis
Why
hurts
are you
us?
Southern all of a sudden? What happened?
Oh, I'm Lockhart. Just
no,
like you, lady.
I'm Lockhart.
Okay, well, okay. You're Lockhart tie.
That's right.
Tell us about arthritis. What is it? And like, what are the main joints that are going to get affected by this?
Sure. So when I talk to patients about arthritis, I just try to keep it simple. And this is a deterioration of your cartilage surfaces in your joints. The major joints that are involved that we usually see are hip, knee, and shoulder. As the cartilage deteriorates, whether it's genetic, whether it's related to post-traumatic changes, you had an injury years ago and that's led to this deterioration. As that occurs, the surfaces are no longer as smooth as they used to be. And so you start having pain, you start having swelling, you start having locking, catching. And oftentimes people don't anticipate is instability. They say, my knee feels unstable. It's not a ligament problem. It's oftentimes just arthritis. It's just another manifestation.
What is the most common, like, first line treatment for arthritis that people may overlook?
Yeah, so we can't turn back the hands of time. Our ability to repair or restore cartilage back to normal is limited, especially in the diffuse, more age-related or long-term arthritis issues. If you've got a focal cartilage lesion, then we can do transplants and we can do some specialized things for that. But when it's in your entire joint, we can't regrow your cartilage. No stem cells, no hyaluronic acid, no chondroitin and glucosamine are going to regrow the cartilage. What we're trying to do is we're trying to control symptoms. That's first-line defense. And so that's physical therapy, that's anti-inflammatories and Tylenol, that's weight loss. Every pound you lose is 6 pounds off your knee, and it's not always easy to do, but can make a profound difference.
That's an amazing.
You gain an inch in your penis.
That's right. You lose 30 pounds, you get an inch on your penis, and you lose 180 pounds on your knee.
There you go.
You know, it's a
win-win.
It's a great message because you would think that more orthopedic surgeons would have nutritionists in their clinic because weight loss is such an important component of joint health and knee and you know joint health in general. So when somebody has, you're talking about symptom control, physical therapy to me seems kind of opposite to what would help like a knee that's overused. So
Sure. Maybe
you could tell us why physical therapy is such an important adjunct to your therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, getting range of motion, making sure that your muscles are appropriately toned and balanced makes a big difference. Sometimes you don't understand that there are other joints affecting downstream. So your hip does have an effect on your knee. These things biomechanically interact. And there's a lot of proof. There are a lot of articles out here that show symptomatic improvement when you do the right forms of physical therapy. And so that's going to be important. You're going to need to be with a therapist who understands this. And you're going to avoid ballistic activities, things where you're pounding and hit. So people say, well, I like to walk or exercise. That's easy on my knee. And I say, no, actually, it's harder than you think. I push people to swimming, biking, elliptical, and rowing as less impact type activities that, you know, get your heart moving and build. And
it's a smoother motion.
Right. It's a smoother motion.
Burn some calories.
So when somebody is using anti-inflammatories, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people come to me and they're like, yeah, I take 4 Advil every 4 hours and I've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Sure.
What is kind of your preferred recommendations to people when they're using anti-inflammatories for arthritis pain?
Sure. So I think less is more. All these things are foreign substances in our body and they can have side effects. They can affect your kidneys clearly. They can cause gastritis and if you lead to bleeds, et cetera. So even ibuprofen, as common as it is, can have issues. So you want to be careful with that. I think firstly, you try to use them only when you absolutely need them. You can use them prophylactically before you're going to go do an activity. So if you're going to go climb a mountain and you know you have a little arthritis, taking ibuprofen beforehand, just like if you're going to go drink and you don't want a hangover, taking it beforehand can actually be incredibly effective.
That's a really good piece of advice there, is that if you kind of prophylactically do things. You know, I love that word.
All day.
Because pulling out's a terrible strategy.
That's right. A vasectomy is better.
Vasectomy is much better. Well, when it comes to when do you seek care for arthritis, what are the kind of hallmarks of when, you know, my knee pain or shoulder pain or elbow pain or whatever pain mm-hmm. really needs the help of an orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah, I think just how it's affecting your life. So when you're starting to miss things that you want to be able to do. So this, and I'll just use the example when I'm trying to help somebody make a decision if they should get a knee replacement. What I tell them is you're ready for it when, number one, you have confirmed arthritis, but also you've tried other things. And then the last thing is, and conservative options that we've discussed, including injections, et cetera. And the last thing is your life is changing. You're not able to go and do the things that you would want to go do. Spend time with your grandchildren, go on this hike, things that are reasonable. We're not talking about running marathons. We're talking about reasonable things. You find yourself sitting more and more or missing out on activities, or you're just suffering. You know, at night, your knee is aching and keeping you up. It's time to start thinking about that.
So if you put a joint replacement at one end of the spectrum sure. and anti-inflammatories and just physical therapy at the other end of the spectrum, sure. what are some of the middle range things that people may not know about that people could take advantage of that an orthopedic surgeon would do to help with that kind of pain?
Yeah, so we talked about some of them, weight loss and therapy. You can also do injections.
Cortisone. What are you injecting?
Injections. So you can put cortisone in your knee. And so what is that? I tell people it's like a heat-seeking missile of ibuprofen in your knee. It's a lot more effective than just taking oral meds. It's going to have a much more profound effect when it works quickly within 5 days. It can last varying amounts. I give about 1,000 a year. I've looked at that, and we just give a lot of these. I've been doing this for a long time. It is a tool. It is not the tool. It doesn't actually cure the arthritis, but it can be incredibly effective. I have patients who get an injection and don't come back for years sometimes, and I don't. They can be very helpful.
Are there things that a patient would know to look for that makes an injection better or worse, or an injector better or worse?
Sure. Injector, define that.
Like you. Okay. Like if I'm looking for a guy to inject my sure. knee, what am I looking for?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Because there's only so many Baylor graduates here.
Right. I think most orthopedic surgeons can inject a knee well. That said, when somebody comes to me and they've tried an injection and they have mild arthritis and they didn't respond, oftentimes I'll try it again because I don't know if their PA did it. I don't know if a patient is a little bit overweight. They had a little bit of difficulty getting it into the joint. But if you haven't put the cortisone in the joint, it's not going to work. And so I want to make sure, you know, trust but verify that actually didn't work.
It's such a spectacular piece of advice, because oftentimes patients will come to me and they'll be kind of frustrated that I want to go again and do something that a previous urologist did. Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself, like, that same thing, trust but verify. Because, you know, having a great ego is a really important, like, prerequisite of being a great, of being a great surgeon, you know? And I never think anybody does it as good as I'm going to do it. So so after injections, have you seen any kind of more holistic or kind of other kinds of approaches that people have taken that have worked?
Sure, sure. I mean, I think so for sure we've talked about weight loss, and for sure we've talked about getting other things tuned up, et cetera. And then there are things out there that people have used, some of the more less prescribed type medications that are out there. I'm trying to think, what's the anti-inflammatory that's
Celebrex, we use a lot.
Well, that's but I'm talking about
topicals
or turmeric.
Turmeric. Yeah. We do a lot of that.
Yeah, we do a lot of turmeric. Now, do people ever inject like spongy stuff into the joints?
Sure. So there, hyaluronic acid is a lubricant, a thick gel that we inject into the knees, meaning orthopedic surgeons, anybody who does musculoskeletal care can do that. And there's some evidence that can help with symptoms. It doesn't regrow cartilage, but it can help with symptoms, and it works completely differently than steroids do.
Well, Joel, I can't thank you enough for giving us such great advice, and you got to use lubricant and prophylactic.
I learned two things, too, today. My ability to not ever exercise is going to pay off soon because I'm not going to be hurting. And
that's correct.
We don't use the words a heat missile guided.
Can you get arthritis here of the butt? Because I do a lot of sitting.
Anyway, website.
Joel, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can reach us via our phone number, 512-856-1000. You can find us on our website, austinoi.com.
Can't thank you enough. And Donna, thank you so much for another great show.
Heat-guided missile. You're welcome.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. To submit a question, visit armormenshealth.com. We'll be right back with the Armour Men's Health Show.